Hello friends, and welcome to today's episode of the Self-Improvement Project. I hope you're all well. We're getting towards the latter end of February now. And to be honest, when I sit here and I write, I'm still not sure whether it's 2023 or 2024, to be quite honest with you. I hope that you're enjoying some of the brighter mornings. They're here for longer as well, on the cusp of the year. And to be honest, this opportunity, it feels like, at the start of the year, always makes me think about how can we live better? How can we improve how we live? How can we manage our lifestyle effectively for our well-being, our mental health, and just taking that moment to pause when we do that. Now, as I've done the last few weeks on Mondays, I'd like us to take a moment to pause and to breathe. Whether you are on your morning walk or wherever you are in this moment of calm, just take a couple of breaths to ground yourself. So start off with one big inhale through the nose. And exhale through the mouth. Again, enjoy this moment of calm. And again, but this time, take two inhales in the mouth, in the nose, and then exhale through the mouth. And hopefully you feel slightly more grounded in this moment, ready to either approach the day or just have that little bit of perspective. Now, as I mentioned, living better is what's on my mind. This idea of so many different things coming together, yet it feels like nobody outrightly teaches us this. There's so many different factors that are non-exhaustive that we could list. But for the situation that you're in right now, as that evolves and changes through time, the one stable, consistent thing we should have is our ability to live well. Ultimately, some thoughts that I've been having have been around choice, choosing how we live. Something that has interested me in the last few years has been the idea of pain and suffering being a choice, rather than we are a victim of it. Nobody ever escapes problems or pain or suffering. Nobody is immune to it. And when we accept this and are aware of this, then we start to appreciate it for the lessons that it gives and provides and for the strength that it gives us. Everybody thinks they want the elusive goal of unlimited money, unlimited time, and unlimited freedom. And yes, all of those things will give you choice, which we ultimately want. And you perhaps, if you're willing to sacrifice some pleasure for pain, you will have more choice than you believe. Quite a lot of people in recent times, and myself included, have been exploring the idea of agency and this autonomy that we have over our lives. agency as in the choice we have and control that we have over what we do, who we are, which is a beautiful thing. Yet, never be deluded by the promise of 100% joy all the time. There'll be moments in your life that you have more money, less money, more time, less time, more freedom and less freedom. But what you have in that moment is how you need to act. Obviously, by having more money, you have more options. You can buy more or nicer things. But if you don't, you still have choice. You can still choose to live in a way that brings you happiness. Just think of minimalism or simplicity. One of the most liberating things I've done in my life is to reduce the materialism in my life. And that doesn't come from having more money. That comes through choosing to spend less on things, to protect my happiness. Hopefully that small picture gives you insight into how much choice you actually have. One of the biggest factors that influences this is the social ties that it has. The social accountability, the social expectation. If you have more money, you're expected to spend it on nice things. But the true way to live is choosing whether you want to play that game. Do you want to be associated with those people? Or are you at complete acceptance and assurance within yourself that regardless of how many zeros are on the end, you would do this anyway because this is what brings you joy? Sometimes more choice comes from removing these things, these expectations. Think of time. From a flexibility point of view, being able to have that autonomy and control, a little bit like that agency that I was talking about, you have that flexibility of your time. You can choose what you want to do when you want to do. That beauty of having complete control over each part of your day, your morning, your afternoon, your evening. Not being under the control of instruction, essentially. And again, if we look at this from a scarcity point of view, being less available is something that I believe should be treasured more. Let's say you're really famous. You have everything that you want at your fingertips. Yet, because you're famous, you are always in demand. Your time is precious. You're jumping from one place to another, and yet you don't have that scarcity, that downtime, that control over in the evenings you just want to relax and watch TV with your loved ones. By, and in this particular moment, right now, think about how much choice you have over your time, especially your free time, the time where you're not expected to do anything. This is magical when you realize how powerful it is. All this takes is the perspective, perception, awareness, attention that you have over how you view this. Being less available for things that aren't important to you is almost like a superpower in this day and age. And then freedom. Freedom, I guess it relates to time and money as well, but freedom over how you work. Freedom over your social commitments, your family ties and expectations. Having that choice. If you're brave enough, is easier to access than you think. When you choose your work or your job, you're choosing a certain type of lifestyle. You're choosing to work early or work late. You're choosing to work with people or not work with people. You're choosing the demands of the job. But ultimately, it's what brings you that fulfillment. When you are there in that moment, in that job, does it bring you joy and fulfillment? Even when there's problems, even when the problems arise, that is freedom. Being able to work on something that you love. The choice of your social and family connections and and commitments. You can choose. You may upset people, but you can choose what you do. You will always have face-offs, no matter how old or experienced you are. What you choose is who you are. And I guess that's the ultimate accountability. Nobody can choose whether they're going to be responsible or not. You, at the end of the day, are responsible for your own life. You are accountable for all the choices that you make, whether you bow to the easy expectations or whether you're brave with the difficult ones. But ultimately, everybody that's listening to this and beyond has more choice than they think. It's just how we choose to view it and choose how to use it. And that's me today. I hope you have enjoyed that somewhat. Write to me if you have any thoughts on this that are additional or just relevant in any shape or form. Otherwise, guys, I will see you all next time. Have a great week and see you then. Cheers.